This is. My held breath fills the room with love. A Star Wars Legends fanfic, written by Black Cat and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing John and Tilly's Jester Mareel, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, Mandalorian John and Tilly's Pining. Author's notes. For the prompt, I wish you'd write a fic where Amando beat Dark Woman to it and John was raised Mandoa, and Jaster is mooning like mad over the first Mando Jedi since Tar Vizsla. Clan Ren sends his regards, Ursa says, bowing. And by all rights, Jaster should be paying attention to the Countess's daughter, should pay his own respects to the heir to Kronest, but he only has eyes for Ursa's brother, steady at her side. Welcome, he says, and means it to both of them, to the retinue behind them, but to John, most of all. One Mandalorian Jedi since the days of Tar Vizsla, and he's right in front of Jaster, on one knee before his Mandalore. Jaster shouldn't be thinking of that, but right now, he can't think of anything else. John's armor is sleek, fitted, in a way most Mandalorian armor isn't, half hidden by the robes he wears. His face is bare, his hair drawn back in intricate braids, and he is the loveliest thing Jaster has ever seen. Ursa rises, straight and proud. But then Clan Ren produced the first Mandalorian Jedi in 1,000 years. They have every right to their pride. John rises with her, one beat behind. And when he raises his head, his eyes are just as blue as Jaster remembers. A gift, John says, low, and takes 3 steps forward, past his sister, right to the base of the dais. He offers it up, a small chest, the lid aged and worn and still beautiful, and looks right up at Jaster. For the Mandalore. Jaster finds it rather hard to breathe with the weight of those eyes on him. He rises, steps down, and when he reaches for the chest, he lays his hand over John's on the cover. There's a lightsaber on John's belt, and Jester's seen the reports, even if he's never seen John use it. A white blade, taken and purified from a defeated Sith, and that, too, makes it hard to think of anything else. One hand curled loose over John's, he slides the lid of the chest back, then pauses. The black hilt on a bed of red silk is entirely a surprise. For our Mandalore, Ursa says, pleased. But Jaster can't look away from John's face, can't pull his eyes from the faint, satisfied curve of John's smile. Tor is dead, and the Darksaber was hidden, but no more. It means peace. Means a claim to the throne in a way that even the staunchest holdouts will accept. And Clan Ren knows. But they're handing it over anyways. Gently, carefully, Jaster reaches in, lifts the Darksaber free. It's heavy in his hand, and when he raises it, there's a whisper that runs through the crowd, a hush that follows. Tar's blade, Jaster thinks, and lets it hum to life, as black as a midnight sky. John stands where he is, watching, still wearing that small, faint smile. He is so beautiful, with the Darksaber's glow shimmering across his features, so lovely in armor and robes and the tangle of history that he embodies. And Jaster wants everything. He raises the darksaber. And Tor was a cruel, dark man, to the point where Jaster only regrets not killing him sooner. But this... this blade is the future, he thinks, and raises it like a bolt of darkness reaching for the sky. The darksaber, the first Mandalorian Jedi in 1,000 years. Both of them are Jasters by right, by honor, and he has no plans to let them go. The end. Reader's notes. So Black Cat has written a ton of stories featuring John Antilles. I didn't particularly follow his storyline in the Legends universe, and so I was sort of like, okay, whatever, not like super invested. Hey, you know what? It turns out the fastest way to make me invested in a character and do a deep Wookiepedia spiral on, you know, their history and interactions with others is to make them a Mandalorian. I am a sucker for making a character a Mandalorian. Want me to care about you? Put you in a helmet. It's a done deal. Anyway, thank you to Black Cat for having blanket permission to Podfic. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.